The finding would be that we don't feel like that road is needed for the future as a valuable connector.
Okay, so we have a motion to recommend approval of this item. Do we have a second?
Clarification, is there any thought on the proposed condition?
Oh.
Something to consider.
Yeah, would you want to include that condition in your motion?
Yeah, I agree with that condition, and I would say that would.
Okay, so the motion to recommend would be conditional on the conditions stated in the our packet in the report. So do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
May I ask a question before we vote? Does this set any kind of a precedent for removing other roads from the master plan, or are they all individually evaluated?
They're all individually evaluated. The city council has removed some in recent times, so I'm not sure this would be a precedent-setting road, because I think that's already happened.
Okay.
So.
Okay, any other discussion? Okay, let's vote. We'll start with Bill.
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion carries. Right. And we need to let Rob know that he can return. Right. Rob knows he can return.
He's lurking.
All right. Item number five, Watts Enterprises, agent for Midway Springs LLC Series 2 is proposing final approval of Phase 4 of Raymond Farms PUD. The proposal contains seven lots on 4.14 acres. The property is located at 280 East Rockwell Circle and is in the R115 zone. Michael?
All right, thank you, Chairman Nicholas, members of the Planning Commission. This is a review for final approval of Raymond Farms Phase 4. This is an item we've looked at in the past 3 months in quite a bit of detail. So I'll try to be brief unless you want me to go into a lot of detail.
Please, no.
So I agree with no detail. So this is phase four. It's a project in the R115 zone. There are seven units in the planned unit development. It covers 4 acres. There's about 1.25 acres of open space. This is a private road, the cul-de-sac. We do have wetlands that are on the property and need to be protected. And so one of the requirements is that there's fencing put around those wetland areas so we know exactly where the delineation is and there's no encroachment during construction in those wetland areas. And then they are connecting to all of our normal services. So here's a location map. This is the southeast corner of Raymond Farms. And there's a closer view of it. So the units shown up on the map are the seven units that will be part of this plat. And this area to the north is that wetland area. So we do have some of the units pretty close to the wetland area, and that's why we need that fencing to show exactly where it's located. But this is the phasing plan for Raymond Farms. This is phase four that we're looking at. We have one last phase on phase five in the southwest corner. This is showing the setbacks for the zone. We do have a 100-foot setback from the east side that's being maintained and required. Here's a closer view of it. So we do have the seven units. We have some visitor parking, again, private roads. We do have a private trail that runs through this phase with a public easement on it. And then we do have a public trail that comes in from Swiss Paradise from the south. This is the landscaping plan, so it'll be a bond for the landscaping. That'll be included in the bond. And this is Bull's plat. Utility plan. So one of the requirements of this phase as we went through preliminary approval is up on 6 North, there's going to be an addition of an attached trail. So we added a lot of that trail initially on the east and west ends, but we're missing the gap in the middle that detached trail, especially with their bikers. There are people who use it, but a lot of people stay on the road, and we have a narrow strip of road through that area. And so we want to widen that out with the rumble strips, and so we have a dedicated path on the south side of the road. So the developers agreed to install that public trail on the south side of 6 North. Also be a connector that's included, and this connector is important for the Amiali trail system to the north. And so we'll have a connector to the north heading up to Bergie Hill Park. And then also as part of this, and this shows roughly where that asphalt trail will go, and also part of this is there'll be improvements made from River Road. So we do have a trail currently that heads into Swiss Paradise. That's the subdivision here. And there is a public trail that runs through, I want to say it's lot number 3 or 4. There's a public trail easement across this lot. So the trail will be improved. It will be paved up to where the trail heads north into the subdivision. But according to the approval from City Council for preliminary, the trail will not be paved through this area. It will be wide enough for access for the public, but it won't be paved as part of their approval. So we do have a letter from Horrocks Engineers for their review of the project. The Water Board has recommended 13.2 acre feet be tendered to the city before the plat's recorded. It covers the outside and inside irrigation for the project. We do have some possible findings for you to consider. The proposed plan does meet the requirements of the code for the PUD in the R115 zone. The public trail system and the development benefits the entire community by creating trails that are separated from roadways. So again, we want to have trails that aren't just running in the right-of-ways. And we have limited options for that, and this is a section where we are getting trails away from roadways. The proposal does comply with the approved revised master plan for this phase. Any failure to record the plat within 1 year of the approval of the final plan by the City Council shall terminate all proceedings under the final approval null and void. There is an option of asking for an extension, so they could move forward with that, but no action is taken within a year. They need to start over with preliminary approval for this phase. The next possible finding says 1.24 acres of open space must be created as part of the development, which will be noted on the plat and restricted from future building or development. And then the final possible findings, the public trail from River Road to Rockwell Circle be improved. Funds for the construction of the trail along 600 North be contributed to the General Trails Fund. As part of the subdivision, both trails will benefit members of the community. Some recommended conditions, and these were approved as preliminary, so it's just really a reminder. Applicant is required to improve the existing trail along Swiss Paradise Lane to be a 6-foot wide asphalt trail. Also be required to improve the existing trail on Swiss Paradise Lane, Lot 3. This trail section will connect Swiss Paradise Lane to the Rockwell Circle cul-de-sac sidewalk in Phase 4. These trails should be noted as public and built according to Midway Trail standards. And number 2, the applicant will be required to contribute to the funds associated with installing 8-foot asphalt trail from Farm Hill Lane to 200 East to the General Trails Fund. The funds will be used when the trail is completed in the future part of a larger improvement project. So this is the area along 6 North. Any questions for staff on this?
And Michael, hasn't the city received the funds for us?
That is correct. We have received those. Yeah.
So that condition really can be removed?
That is correct.
It's been met. Okay. So I have a question on the trail portion that's on Swiss Paradise Lot 3. That's the situation we had before us a couple months ago, right?
That is correct.
Where that neighbor was experiencing some abuse.
The Parkers.
Yeah, the Parkers. So just to let you know what happened with that, we did look into that on a legal aspect. We do have a public trail easement and a utility easement. We don't have an emergency access easement across that area, so it's a 20-foot wide public trail easement. Regarding fire So he did review it. We found that we hadn't adopted as a city the appendices for the fire code that requires a third point of access. And so the city council did not require that third point of access as an emergency, nor did we really have the access easement we needed to make that happen. And so we do have two points of access into the development. According to our legal review, it looks like we do meet requirements for two points of access into the development, so a third is required. And so really what we've got is a public trail easement and a utility easement across that property.
And what can be done to keep motorized vehicles from cutting through there?
And so part of the motion from the council is to look at different options on making sure we don't have motorized vehicles crossing that lot. And so that'll be part of the engineering review process, is trying to come up with a gate system or bollards or something that will make sure we don't have motorized vehicles crossing the property.
Okay, so that's being taken care of in a different...
We'll make sure that happens.
Okay.
Seems like bollards would be an easy...
And that's what we've done in other areas, Midway Village, for instance, has bollards across the trails.
Wes?
Well, we've got the county fire marshal here, Cliff. Am I mistaken? Did you make a comment that they have some type of bollard-looking deflector post that actually the fire truck can push over?
They have a type that they do, but they get hit so much. It's like the Forest Service boundaries when they show up that the trail's closed, and they just keep getting driven over and over, and then they just increase in.
So it's more of fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. But they, just like any trail that Forest Service closed, they get abused and then they break, and then it goes from the fiberglass post to a metal bollard, and bollards are problematic.
Yeah, we'll come up with something that gives emergency access.
But we don't need emergency access.
What's that?
We don't need emergency access, though.
Well, we don't need it, but why not have it? Why not have a removable bollard or a something? Clint and I have talked. You get in an emergency where there's life and death, you're going to drive across the front lawn.
Yeah.
But I can't. I don't want to speak out of turn. I can't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
With what we have. And not to get into the nitty and gritty of it, we can't do a whole lot with what we have there with what's been provided.
I was mostly concerned about, you know, kind of protecting the neighbors there that have been abused by Raymond Farms residents and giving them some protection.
We'll
so,
come up with something.
Yeah. Okay. So
I got a question on the trails too. The one on 600 North, is there a reason or a possibility we can do it where it's detached up there? Or is that not an option? I mean, I know where we did it was because we had other properties that we didn't have any access, but is that possible to do that as a detached through that section?
You want to do it across the Raymond's front porch, sure. There's not much front lawn.
I mean, so I'm not, I guess I'm not talking about writing, because Raymond's property is up farther off this picture, right?
Yeah.
I'm not as concerned about that. I'd say there, it's similar to the other homes. But in this area, is there a reason we wouldn't detach it a little bit, especially
well,
with that other trail coming across the way?
While I was sitting here thinking, I think this will be a detached here, or an attached rumble strip. But to kind of accommodate, you see this enhanced trail, rather than that come up to an attached, do we have some way that this become a detached as it ties into here?
That's what I'm suggesting, and I don't think we need another one here. This section is close enough, I think people use it. The problem that where people aren't using it is because it goes all the way back down here. I think if we had this attached in front of Raymond's, because they're